You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
That's right. Know your rights. Plus, those are good dudes out there. Shout out to Colin out there at the Vancouver office. Good people out there at 1-800-DIVORCE have helped several friends of mine. Buckley, eventually, you know. Right?
Whoa.
No.
Nice for others.
Nice for others. Buckley's the happiest married guy I know. I just like kind of
is that their slogan? 1-800-DIVORCE, nice for others.
Maybe not for you, but for your friends.
For the friends. I have had several friends that have used them.
And you've told me that.
They're very, yeah. Very nice people.
Wait, Buckley's next. Why isn't Nemec next?
I'd like to needle you a little bit.
No, I'm technically not married.
That's true.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We've been together for like 12 years, yeah, and we've never actually technically gotten married.
Okay. I like to think every now and then that Mrs. Buckley listens, and then Buck has to go home and deal with something that I said.
Every now and then, yeah. but rarely.
My wife listens quite a bit.
I know. And you have had to deal with things that I've said.
Absolutely.
It's one of my favorite things is I love poking and then just disappearing into the background.
The Homer into the hedges.
Yes. Tip. I love just kind of throwing like a ripple into the pond.
That's called the Nick Cannon.
Yes. And just watching it. I love the idea of Buckley going home and being like, really?
Poking and then walking.
Why didn't you say so? Why didn't you stand up? And then meanwhile,
like, so I was listening today around 4:12 and you're like, oh. You were you?
Let's hope.
Let's do a little Stockwatch. And as you noted earlier in the show, Sook, the golf tournament didn't have a lot of juice. It got close there for a second. Among the things that were the highlights or lowlights, much ado about media availability. I want you to listen to Amanda Baliones and her interview with Bryson DeChambeau, not the winner of the event.
Man, I just didn't get it done. I got to learn how to be a little bit more precise with the wind, not let the wind affect the ball as much. It's a tough task to do because I hit it so high and the ball just kind of moves in the air, so I got to figure that out. I've got some tricks up my sleeve that I'm going to be working on, hopefully bring for the U.S. Open, but I got to get some equipment here soon.
We appreciate the time. You don't have to take the time to do that.
Yeah,
so
I appreciate it. Thanks, Amanda.
Now, internet saying that's a dig at Rory McIlroy, who, defending Masters champion, had his driver inspected. They believe that driver was removed from competition.
Yeah, Scheffler had his, too,
but unlike Rory, so Rory opened up with a bad round. He went 3 over in his first round. He didn't talk to the media once, the entire PGA Championship. And so the Amanda Baleonis comment, you didn't have to be here. That's the rule on tour. They tell their golfers you don't have to do media. But buy or sell, it's Bush League for the defending Masters champ to come and not speak to the media once.
Yes, I think it's Bush League. Juan Soto did this, by the way, after Juan Soto, former Yankee, plays for the Mets now. They had the Subway Series. Mets lost the series 2 out of 3. And Soto bailed, didn't speak to anybody. I just always think that's Bush League. I do. Part of being an athlete, whether you want this to be or not, is talking to the media, because it's the media, it's the conduit to the fans. The fans are the reason why you make a gajillion dollars. So, you know, back in the 1940s, don't talk to anyone. You didn't make any money. But it drives me crazy that when you get all of the benefits of being Rory McIlroy or Juan Soto or whoever, you know, college football coaches used to, you know, the Chip Kelly's of the world used to drive me crazy. You hate all the attention, but you sure love the $7 million.
Right.
So if you don't want that, then go coach at New Hampshire and no one will bother you. So, yes, I think it's Bush League when Rory or anyone does the dip and I don't want to talk to the media, even when it's not your most sports, it's
your obligation.
It's your obligation. It's required. But come on, you're Rory McIlroy. You're arguably the biggest name in golf. You're the defending Masters champ. You're coming off of that. You can't bother to go stand in front of a microphone for 5 minutes. So I just think it's a poor look. From Angel Reese to Rory McIlroy to Juan Soto, anyone that is such a coward that they can't face a question, or they can't face a question without getting their panties in a bunch and yelling and screaming, about the unfairness of the media, Draymond Green. I struggle with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. It does seem as though availability and golfers has come up a lot in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
I am not the biggest golf fan, I will readily admit, despite the hat, and sometimes having a full-on golf outfit when I come in here. Have the rules changed recently that have made this a topic? Because I feel like this is the third or fourth time I've heard golfers mention something about availability in the last few years. And again, in other sports, it's just kind of a given.
Yeah.
And I find it odd that it's seen as like a favor to the world that they're willing to speak. I think that's weird.
I don't think that the rules have changed. I think the expectation has. And okay. I think there are topics around the game, whether it be the LIV Golf stuff or this weekend it was rules stuff. Like, a lot of these golfers don't like to be mired in controversy, and they don't want to, like, be someone that attaches their name to that. And then some of these guys are just, I think, dudes who grew up playing an individual sport, and when they lose, they go pout, and that's kind of what they're used to. But it does feel like recently it's become more of a thing than it used to be.
And golf could really use a lot more access to its athletes.
Well,
that's kind of one of the ways you build personalities.
Yeah.
And so to just kind of bail when things don't go your way,
you have a responsibility to grow the game, in my opinion.
Let's move over to the WNBA. Sook just mentioned it. Angel Reese, maybe the hottest thing on Twitter over the weekend after the flagrant foul from Caitlin Clark. Here's what one Bomani Jones had to say about not the altercation, but the coverage.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of it.
Imagine, rather than Magic being on the Lakers and Bird being on the Celtics, what if Bird was on the Celtics and Magic was on the Sixers?
We can't even handle Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. This isn't an era where we're supposed to be better than we were back then.
How can I follow the WNBA without being online? There's got to be a way, because being online for the WNBA, it makes me want to drown myself. I hate all of you. And the biggest reason I can't stand online WNBA discourse, it's hardly ever about basketball.
Amen.
Buy or sell that the discourse around the WNBA does more harm than good?
Right now, no. Right now, it's doing good, because it's eyeballs, and they need eyeballs. But they need to be really, really careful. You mentioned earlier in the show that the Oregon softball grabbed you like a moment in time. And we've seen plenty of sports that have a moment where something grabs you and they fumble the bag. I really think that the WNBA is on the cusp of possibly fumbling the bag. I think the way they've handled Caitlin Clark is embarrassing. I think the Angel Reese stuff is beyond ridiculous. You've tried to make her the second face of the league when objectively she is not a great basketball player, far from it. Her style of game is actually really, really ugly. We have much of race baiting that's going on in all the coverage. You've got some players coming in having to bend and kneel and kiss the ring. There's talk of like work stoppage. And by the way, this is a league that's played for a quarter century and has never made a dollar. The WNBA loses money, including last year, every single year. And there's a tension growing to it right now. And you've had a moment in time, and it feels like they're doing everything they can to fumble it away. I mean, we had Sabrina Ionescu came back and played at the University of Oregon, and we tried to air the game. We're the home of the Ducks. And we were like, we would like to air the game. And the WNBA said no. Said, yeah, no, you can't do it.
That's a misstep.
I hope I'm wrong. But it feels like right now, I don't think this discourse, and I'm with Bomani Jones, by the way, I'm out. I can't deal with it. It's crap. The NBA does this a little bit, and I complain about the NBA, but I at least watch the NBA. The WNBA has turned me off so much over the last year and a half for this, and you better be careful, because there is going to be a lot of people that are like, this is not a great game to watch. I want to support women. I understand this is grim, but if this is the way you're going to treat it, all of a sudden the eyeballs that you're getting right now because of all the ancillary crap, the controversy, are eventually going to look up and be like, why am I following this? Well, they're going to turn it off.
They're dumb controversies,
yes.
First of all. Like, ridiculous. The race baiting stuff between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese is dumb. They're two players that aren't on the same level.
No.
The fact that the veterans bullied Caitlin Clark to start seemed weird. They're gatekeeping the wrong things. They seem more interested in the outfits the players wear before the game than the highlights of the game,
yes.
Which I think is also disconcerting, because there is an element that the WNBA seems to be leaning into that sex sells because our highlights don't. On top of, again, the race baiting, on top of the gatekeeping of who is and who can be and can't be the face of the league. And then, and I think this is just, this keeps coming up and it really bothers me. Angel Reese said it recently. I've heard other female athletes say this. We should be getting paid the same as men. Okay. If you make that kind of money, yes. If you generate that kind of revenue, yes. Do you know that on a rookie scale, that on your all-star scale, in terms of percentage of revenue that the league makes, WNBA players make way, because they've lost money. They're losing money as a league. So the fact that they're paying their players whatever it is, and it's not a lot, and I do think that's a problem societally, but you can't get paid $30 million a year if the league doesn't make any money. From a percentage of revenue, WNBA players make significantly more than NBA players. It's that the league doesn't make any money. And part of that is stuff like, hey, Sabrina's coming home, and we'd love to raise awareness at 1080 of Sabrina Ionescu, of your league, and they say no. They're gatekeeping the wrong things. I agree. I think the WNBA is in a really, really precarious position, and they shouldn't be. This should be the time they're really capitalizing, and I think when WNBA stuff comes up anywhere, we all kind of go, oh.
Yeah. And I think they're leaning. The NBA covers a lot of, and the NBA gets flack for this. We've talked about it on the show. One of the things I hate about NBA coverage is half the time is, how does this star get to the next, you know, like Jokic loses in the playoffs, and it's Jokic, is he really an MVP, and where does he need to go?
It's rankings, it's GOAT talk, it's legacy, it's shade, it's all of that. And it's more than basketball.
I think NBA fans are the least educated fans. You can't get away with that stuff with football people.
No.
You can't say, rank the running backs. It's like, whoa, we need to talk about offensive line play.
You can't do it in hockey, and the NBA gets away with it because it's the NBA, but there's a lot of flack, and I hope that the WNBA doesn't take a page from that and lean into all the things that I think eventually will. That stuff that they're leaning into right now feels like a flash in the pan and not something that will continue to grow the game step by step.
Agreed.
And I want that game to grow. I want that to be successful. I don't know. I'm worried at the direction that it's going. Stockwatch brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. Not Ryan Buckley, but if you out there need to have someone help you out a little bit, maybe things aren't going so well, maybe call the boys out there.
Not me, but a guy I know.
I know. 1-800-DIVORCE. Good people out there. And we'll answer your questions free of charge when we come back in the news here on Primetime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.